John Batchelor. Nuclear proliferation. An upcoming meeting, preparatory meeting of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty signatories in Vienna. A time for discussion of the nuclear weapons being talked about routinely by Moscow since the beginning of the conflict in Ukraine. I read from a document dated early June. Mr. Putin has issued thinly veiled threats and referenced his nuclear arsenal many times over the course of the 15-month war, which has been watched closely by Ukraine's allies and others, such as China, which has preemptively warned Moscow against using nuclear weapons in the war. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, to help me understand why suddenly China has a reservation about nuclear weapons in the European war of its ally. Henry, a very good evening to you. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is about to meet, and they have many issues weighing upon them. What is China's worry? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Their worry is the same worry they articulated not that long ago in the last NPT review conference. And they were very clear-throated, that was almost no more than 36 months ago. And what they said then is what I am sure they're going to say again, and that is they do not want to see the United States redeploy nuclear weapons in South Korea or Japan. And they were very clear in using those proper nouns earlier. They've made it also clear in March of this year, when the Belarus-Russian redeployment decision was announced by the Russians, they said that was a mistake. They're of the view that not only should there be no redeployments by the Russians, but that the Americans should take back all of their weapons from NATO, and that this should be banned, and that the proper reading of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty's first two articles is that there should be no nuclear sharing of any sort. So you're going to see this as a full-length movie from the Chinese channel, that is for sure.
NATO's nuclear sharing page reads this way. Why is nuclear sharing unique? NATO's nuclear sharing arrangements are at the heart of the alliance's deterrence and defense posture. That's adamant and absolute, Henry. So looking at the Chinese and their anxiety about this, they could have looked it up. They didn't need to be told at the Vienna meeting. You, however, believe that you found something that could open a conversation with China about arms control. How so?
Well, first, let me just comment. I don't like defending the Chinese, but in defense of the Chinese, Articles 1 and 2 of the NPT talk about not sharing directly or indirectly in any way control over nuclear weapons or the ability to make them. Well, I mean, you know, it's not exactly clear what control over them means. And, there are arguments and documents having to do with our private conversations with the Soviets, which is a country that no longer exists. And, you know, you're going to have to Talmudically tease that to make your defense for continuing to put nuclear weapons on foreign soil. I think what I believe we ought to do is realize that the Chinese are deathly afraid that we will redeploy. I mean, the South Koreans have certainly voiced an interest in seeing that possibly happen. To a much lesser extent, I think the Japanese, you know, are certainly concerned about that and might be interested conceivably in the future to have that happen. There's more discussion of it. Mr. Abe, before he died, said it should happen. I think the Chinese also are frightened of nuclear use. They are not in a commanding position yet. They're building up their nuclear arsenal against the United States. But right now, the numbers favor us, not them. So realizing that they're worried, it seems to me we might say, you know, we could consider putting a freeze on redeployment, because after all, militarily, when you put nuclear weapons on someone else's soil, you got to protect it, and they become a target sink. It's not clearly a militarily smart thing to do if you don't have to do it. We could show forbearance, but then we need to get to the root of why Japan and South Korea might want their own or want us to redeploy. And it's because China is building up. Modest proposal. Why don't we have a moratorium on making plutonium? We don't make it anymore. China is trying and about to make a whole lot more with their fast reactors and their reprocessing plants. Let's have a timeout. Now, I don't know that the Chinese would agree to this, but it would certainly call their bluff about their concerns. I think we need to have a more aggressive, if you will, offensive diplomatic strategy. And, you know, this might be it.
Let me see if I understand the logic of this. China's anxious about Putin boasting of his nuclear weapons, because that means that NATO may be repositioning its nuclear weapons and to offset Putin. That suggests to China that if NATO's redeploying because of the threat of Moscow, the U.S. can redeploy its nuclear weapons in East Asia. And that means that China does not have an offset to that in the event of war. Therefore, talk to China about nuclear arms control. Is that the formula, Henry, right now?
Yeah, roughly. I mean, certainly the Polish have announced that they want nuclear weapons to be, forward deployed on their soil. And the Chinese don't like that.
Right.
And for all the reasons you laid out. So, I don't think we are actually interested in forward deploying nuclear weapons in Japan and South Korea for the military reasons I laid out. But boy, the Chinese are. So, yeah, I'd say maybe there's the making of a deal. If you want reassurance on that front, fine. But you got to give us, if not a pound of flesh, you know, many, many tons of forward planned generation and production of plutonium. You don't do that. That's the quid pro quo.
The New START Treaty, much in the news because Russia's walked away from it or suspended it or in some fashion disregarded it, was never a complete answer because it didn't involve the Chinese nuclear arsenal now being built.
Right.
So what you're proposing is a new START, not to come up with another acronym, that allows...
Well, I wouldn't call it START at all, much less new START or new START, because that has to do with a very much more sophisticated set of arrangements having to do with launchers, warheads, and things of that sort, and inspections. This is a little simpler.
Simple enough to get the Chinese engaged right now. We have 30 seconds. You've made the case very carefully that nuclear weapons makes the Chinese want to come to the table. Is that what you're hearing? Want to come to the table?
Well, I don't know. They may hate us and distrust us so much they won't. But I can tell you one thing. They can't browbeat us if we come forward with an offensive strategy and proposal of the sort I talked about. I don't see how you can deal with the Chinese demands unless you have a proposal yourself.
Henry Sikorsky, Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.